This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. And in just a couple of hours, we'll get the last monthly jobs report before Election Day. It'll tell us how many jobs were created in October and what the new unemployment rate is. And as soon as it comes out, you're going to hear a lot of political spin. So before that happens, here is the straight story from Marketplace's Scott Tong.
As a preview to today's number, the payroll firm ADP yesterday found in its survey 158,000 new jobs in October. So to be unpartisan, call the glass at the midpoint. It suggests 25 straight months of new jobs, a 7.8% jobless rate on the way down. Now the half-empty part from economist Gary Burtless at the Brookings Institution.
At this pace, it would take a long time to get the unemployment rate down to 5%, which is, I think, what we would need if we had a fully employed economy.
The healthcare and education sectors have been solid job creators, and everyone is waiting for construction amid signs new homes are going up again. If you want to look ahead, say, to the next election, Mike Duker at Russell Investments thinks today's slow and steady job creation will bring the unemployment rate down to 7.3%. Whoever's in the White House.
They'll probably take credit for that, but it's all kind of baked into the business cycle, I think, at this point.
Baked into the business cycle. There's a bumper sticker. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.